Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we answer the real questions like, who am I? Why am I here? I thank you so much for joining me on this quest for the answers. Welcome back to Ask the Guru. I want to start off today by saying that this episode is not going to be for everyone, because there is sort of a qualification prior to being able to hear this episode. You see, today the question that I'm going to answer involves you having already decided that you are the creator of your life. So you've already taken back the power as creator of your life. You have owned everything in your life, recognizing that you created it and that it is all happening for you, not against you. So once you're there, and at least on some level, you understand this concept that yes, you've created your life, and yes, you're creating your life as you go forward, then from that point, most of you get hung up on, why did I create this bad thing that's happening? You know, I can accept that all the good stuff that happens, that new job, that new house, that new car, that new relationship, of course I did that. You know, yes, I made the decisions, I worked hard, I created those things. But then that bad thing happens, you know, our health is impacted in some way negatively. And, or we lose the relationship, the job, we get in a car accident, whatever it is that happens that we have perceived as a negative thing, then we start to wonder, oh, well, why would I create that? Why would somebody, if I'm the creator, in what world would I ever sit around and say, boy, I hope that my relationship ends today or my car gets wrecked? Of course, nobody is doing that, yet these things continue to happen. Why? I think to answer this question, we need to begin by looking at what is good or bad. Who decides what is bad and what is good? And is it just a feeling tone? So something feels bad or something feels good. And again, is that feeling tone decided by an outside source or an inside source? So is it just a perception? So a very subjective thing, this decision that something is bad. And in deeming something bad, is there a feeling that comes with that? So if we have an expectation that, somebody hit the car, this is a bad thing, and now suddenly we're feeling resistance. We are resisting what is happening because we have decided this thing is bad, instead of just flowing with it as just another thing in life. Why do we perceive some things as bad and some things as good? And is it the thing that creates the suffering, or is it the resistance to the thing that creates the suffering? So if we were just flowing with life and deciding, oh, this is part of life now, this is what's happening now, and instead of resisting what was happening, we just move through it with some sort of grace, I wonder if we would still have the same perception that things were working against us instead of for us, or if we were to just follow the path, resistance-free, through whatever turns and twists come about, if we may find that that path was actually leading us to exactly where we want to be, and we couldn't get there the way we thought we needed to go to get there. You see, oftentimes we sort of want to do the exact same thing every single day, yet we're wishing for something new to happen. And then here comes that something new, something that throws off your day, pulls you out of your groove, your habitual behavior. And the moment that thing pulls you off, it's like a stick in the spokes of your bike that sort of stops you dead in your tracks. Once that happens, immediately you tense up and get resistant and frustrated and irritated. And now you're not in the flow state. So you've actually pulled yourself off of the path. What What if you didn't get frustrated? What if you saw this as part of your path, and this too was a perfect unfoldment of your day, leading you perfectly to your dreams or to your wishes or your goals? So again, we have to work in tandem with creation. If we are resisting what is happening, then we are holding ourselves stagnant. We're keeping ourselves from our good. Again, using that word as a perception, but keeping ourselves from a place that feels good. And that all is happening whether or not your external circumstances look different. We could be sitting in the exact same space. We never need to get up, but a resistant thought flowing into the mind can cause us to feel agitated, irritated, angry, even though the external circumstance didn't change at all. So again, a lot has to do with our perception. We decide if it's bad or good. And a gentle tweaking of our perception can oftentimes allow ourselves to arrive somewhere magically, someplace we never would have believed we would have been. How often do you get pulled off of your path and find that it led you somewhere wonderful? That if you just released the reins and didn't resist, didn't tell the story of frustration. And that's another thing. Notice the story in the mind. So it's like once you get thrown off your path, something happens that detours you. Do you start to tell the story that is resistant? Oh, I hate it. Why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. This isn't. And suddenly, once that story starts to emerge, you'll find that people will continue to tell that story. Now, for the rest of the day, anybody that they can get a hold of to listen to them, they start to say, oh, you'll never believe what happened to me today. Oh, it's so unfair. I'm so frustrated. This happened, this happened. And again, you're telling the story. You're reliving the sensation, the feeling of resistance. So every time you tell the story in your mind or to somebody that will listen, you're feeling that way of resistance within you. You're keeping yourself stuck, frustrated, and you're no longer focused on what it is that you want. You're no longer bringing into your mind visions of joy and bliss and happiness. You're playing the role of victim. And you've given away your power as creator in that moment. You've decided something happened to you, not for you. And instantly, it's like you drop the power. Instead of going, okay, I created this too. I wonder why. I wonder what this is going to lead me to. How come this is here? What is it teaching me? What is it showing me? How is it protecting me or revealing to me something? And if we start looking at our life in that way, I promise you, you'll start to see a whole new life showing up right in front of you. They say that attachment is the root of all suffering. And it's interesting because we have an attachment to what is, even if it's not working. Even if every day we are telling the story about how much we dislike where we are incredibly resistant to where it is that we are. So we are finding ourselves in the state of resistance, which is suffering. And yet we are holding on. We are clinging tightly to this thing. So, you know, when we hold on and there's an attachment to this thing, we're not allowing ourselves to move freely onto the next thing or to grow or to expand towards what we're being called towards. So when we start to feel uncomfortable where we are in our job, in our skin, in our relationships, when suddenly it's no longer fitting us, then we need to learn how to let it go. To release it, to let it go. That doesn't mean that we have to say it was wrong or we have to create something wrong. You know, oftentimes people release themselves from relationships, but first they have to find something wrong with their partner. They have to make themselves the victim and their partner the bad guy so that they can validate their reason for leaving. And they do this with their job and they do this with their homes. And there's always got to be a reason where this thing is no longer, doing its job. job that it should. You know, it's always the other thing's fault instead of, no, this is just part of the path that people can come and go, and we can serve each other in times, and then maybe no longer do we serve each other in the same way. But that doesn't mean that we can't still love that person, that partner, that we can still love the home or the job for the growth that it gave us, the experience that it was. Everything that is happening in your life, again, is happening for a reason, to compel you along your path towards your purpose. Even that relationship that is no longer serving you, at one point, it did. It was perfect. And it moved you forward in some way, even if what you needed to learn was the power to release a relationship that isn't working. I mean, there's always something. And if we can look for the lesson, if we can look for the gift that everything in our life is giving us, then we are taking back our power as creator. We can recognize that that happened for us. Even the sickness in our body is oftentimes just a representation of the sickness in the mind. When we are stuck somewhere and we are attached to something and we're gripping tightly and not letting it go, then we tell the story over and over again in our mind about that thing. You know, so we stay in the relationship, and every day we have the thoughts, oh, you know, he doesn't love me, or he never picks his things up, and he's thoughtless and doesn't care about anybody but himself. Whatever the story is, it's a story that is causing you pain as it runs through your mind. And it isn't even true 99.9% of the time. Because 99.9% of the time, you're not even around that person, and those thoughts are still running in your head, and they are creating a scenario that isn't even happening, or reliving something that happened maybe a long time ago. Regardless of when it happened, it's in the past. And your choice in this moment is to either choose to leave that relationship or choose to stay. And if you're choosing to stay, you might as well choose to tell a positive story. Because otherwise, you're in a resistant state. And resistance creates resistance within the body. Imagine what resistance feels like. It's a tensing up. And this tension creates stress and can create disease in the body. We need to look at the disease in the body, or the sensations in the body that start to show up as the sensations that began in the mind. These are the thoughts, the yucky feeling thoughts that bring about terrible emotions, now manifesting themselves into a painful, uncomfortable situation so that you can deal with it. So that you can have, you've been ignoring it for so long, allowing it to continue in your mind, allowing it to be a part of your life, that resistance, that gripping, that holding on, that, you know, that not letting go. It's like you're on the side, you're on the edge of a river, and you're just holding on to the rocks, and the river's flowing by at rapid speed, and it's just banging you into the side. And all you need to do is just let go of the rocks and flow with. Just trust, have faith. But for some reason, there's a gripping, there's an attachment, there's a holding on. And in that holding on, you'll stay and you'll get beat up and you'll get weaker and weaker and weaker. And the body will take a beating until you finally let go. And when we let go, sure, yeah, you're flowing down this water and there may be rapids, but there's also going to be places along the river of calm and beauty. And amazing opportunities to drink in the blessings of life. But what if we can enjoy the rapids just as much as we enjoy the calm, just as much as we enjoy the highs and the lows and all of it? What if we didn't have to bring in resistance to anything? If we could just accept it as what is? If you are in a job or a relationship that is no longer working, and you find yourself constantly in your mind playing that reel over and over again of resistance, the story that anybody, if anybody will listen to, you're instantly going to say this hardship, this story of how you're stuck with this person that treats you this way, or this job that is, if you're in that place and you're telling that story, I'm going to ask you to try this, to just try releasing that story just for now. And as you find yourself, pulling up to your house or going to your work, and the story is instantly playing. It's the same as yesterday and the day before, and the same story, right? The expectation of this person to fail you, or this job, or this experience, or the negative office worker, coworker, whatever it is. Try and remember a time in your mind where those people showed up differently. Or where you felt differently when maybe you went to work or you went home, that you felt cared for or loved or free or at peace, supported, successful, whatever it is that, depending on, of course, where you're going, and see if your result changes. See if maybe without the filter, the highlighting the expectation of those people around you to fail you, to frustrate you, to irritate you, to create tension. Instead of that, if you took power back as creator and you decided that today you were going to create a scenario at work where everybody supported you. You were going to create the scenario where you go home and your significant other is there waiting to do something wonderful for you. Why not allow yourself to create that story in your mind? Doesn't it feel better? And watch the miracles that unfold from shifting your mindset into that space. And it's not going to be easy. You see, it's a habit within your body, the habit within your mind to have these thoughts of resistance. It takes a while to not only bring in the new thoughts, but to bring with the new thoughts the feeling of freedom, of love, of support, of connection, to remember a time where that significant other cared for you, showed that they loved you, went above and beyond. To remember a time where you felt supported at work, where your coworkers rooted you on. And when you just hold on to that one time and you imagine that if there was one time, well, there probably could be more if you allowed it, if you allowed people to change and you allowed growth just as you expect yourself to grow, if you allow them to grow, to change, and today might be that day. If you have that expectation, I will guarantee you will find that you could create miracles in your life. So, to sum it up, today, our focus is going to be recognizing that you are the creator and that you are also the perceiver, and you create your own suffering by resisting what is. So, if we want something different, then we can't keep doing the same things we've always done. And oftentimes, when we're crying for change, but we're not willing to do it, the universe will come in and assist you. They'll create a detour on your path, force you in a different direction so you can experience something new. And if you resist that, if you get frustrated, angry, irritated, then you're falling off your path. You're instead of following this new path, this new groove, this towards your new destination, you end up right back where you started. Only now you're more frustrated, more angry, and with more stories to tell about your powerlessness. So today, start to say, wake up and say, I am the creator of my life, and today I choose to create, and then decide what you're going to create. And then trust, surrender to the process. Know that everything that happens from that point forth, after you decided the end result, you decided what you were going to create, you're going to trust that everything that happens is on the way to that end result. That if you detour, if you go over here, that all of it is perfect. So there's no resistance in you. You get a flat tire in the rain, everything seems to be going wrong, you're going to decide it's going right. Thank you so much for listening, and I love, love, love your comments. Please, if you enjoyed this podcast, please like and subscribe and share it. And of course, I want to hear your feedback. Tell me what you're thinking. What are your questions about life? I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope to see you soon. This has been another episode of Ask the Guru. And I want you to take a second to remind you that, first of all, you are loved so dearly. And that it is incredibly important that you find time throughout the day to step into the feeling of gratitude, to just remember the blessings that surround you. We get so caught up in seeing and recognizing what is wrong that we forget sometimes to notice all that is right. And I'm not saying there isn't suffering out there. I recognize that there are people currently suffering, hungry, in pain physically, emotionally, alone, with no bed to sleep in, cold. There are animals, there are children, there's suffering out there. And all of this should remind you of the blessings in your life as you look at your full fridge, as you sleep in your warm bed. We have so much to be grateful for. Even our ability to just listen to these words, to believe what we want to believe in our hearts and in our minds, we are incredibly blessed. So take a moment to sit in appreciation and gratitude. And hopefully send some love out today to somebody who may be less fortunate and in need of a little positivity. Thank you again, and make it a beautiful day.